So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Well, hello, my friends. It is Tommy Freedom coming back to you loud and clear here on the White Alt Frontier. I wasn't really sure how I was going to start the show out, but I found something that just stands out at me. This is a story, and it's titled, Representative Steve King Goes Full White Nationalist in Interview with Austrian Site. Oh, my friends, I had to delve into this. What did this man actually have to say? Because we know that no matter what he said, it's not going to be what the title actually says it was. But what did he actually say? Well, it starts out, Representative Steve King, who's a Republican from Iowa, visited Austria in August and gave an extensive interview to a far-right publication there in which he spelled out in clear and more shocking terms than he has ever before his white nationalist worldview. Did you like that? Thank you, George. The 8-term congressman up for re-election next month talked to Caroline Sommerfeld of the Austrian far-right propaganda site, which I am not even going to try and pronounce. It does, however, translate to uncensored in English. Now, she apparently is a prominent intellectual in Europe's neo-fascist identitarian movement, which has deep connections to America's so-called alt-right. Huh. That sounds kind of familiar, right? Let me tell you something, folks. Before this, thank you, George. Thank you. Yes, I almost said that word. Before this crap goes any further, let me just say, folks, we are not the fascists. They are the fascists. If they actually understood what fascism is and what makes it work, we are not fascists by any means whatsoever. They, and Antifa, are actually fascists. They claim to be anti-fascist, but they are fascists in the way that they operate. All right, let's get that out of the way. Let's continue here. This particular interview, which was published in September, so it's going through Huffington Post, came to the Huff Post's attention this week. So what Steve King said was, in his conversation with Sommerfeld, he discussed his belief in the superiority of European culture over others. Well, no duh. I mean, who invented everything, folks? We did. White people. We invented stuff. He talked fearfully of falling fertility rates in the West and spoke at length about his belief that Europe and America are threatened by Muslim and Latino immigration. Duh. Really, folks, we understand this. This is what educated people understand. Yes, we are being invaded. Yes, we are threatened by these people. The Muslims want to come here and instill Sharia law. I go out my back door and I hear freaking chickens because of the Muslims. The Latinos behind me. Yeah, we're being overrun. We want this back. Okay, so let's go on. If we don't defend Western civilization, then we will become subjugated to the people who are the enemies of faith, the enemies of justice, which he went on to say. And that is spot on. It is. Now, the article goes on to say that this interview is remarkable, capturing a sitting U.S. congressman completely fluent in modern white nationalist talking points just weeks before an election he is favored to win. Well, folks, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? It means that our voice is finally being heard. We have waited for this for so long. For so long, the pendulum drifted to the left, and it completely drowned our voices out. And then with Barack, insane Obama, my God, the pendulum, it left the clock. It flew off into the corner of the room somewhere. But now, under the guise of Donald J. Trump, we are taking this country back, and people are now coming out. And you're going to hear this, folks. They're going to come out of the closet, and it's not in the pink way. People are going to start coming out of the closet, revealing their true feelings, their true faith, and they will be supported. Politicians such as myself or Billy Roper, who have been denounced over the years, will now suddenly find themselves embraced by the people who 10, 20, 30 years ago shunned them, because they will now be voting their true spirit. Folks, we have been waiting for this for far too long, and it's about time that it has happened, because if we play the cards right, we win the midterms, Donald Trump gets reelected in 2020, and he has 8 years to instill his political agenda. We will take this country back. All these people who have come here illegally will be gone. People who have come here dubiously will be gone. These people will be gone, and they will no longer have the ability to vote for the Democrat Party. It's going to change, folks. It will change. I promise you. Now, let me just repeat the last little bit here. If we don't defend Western civilization, then we will become subjugated by the people who are the enemies of faith, the enemies of justice. That's what he said. And that's right, folks. We are being overwhelmed. And of course, you have to have somebody come back on this. So you got this little peckerhead named Roger Griffin, who claims to be an expert on fascism and modern history at Oxford Brookes University, says, "This interview reveals a whole new level of reality underneath this guy's politics. King never would have opened up that way with mainstream reporters, since they wouldn't understand what he was talking about. But with her, who is obviously steeped in this stuff, he just opens up because he knows he's going to be understood." I'm sorry. Did that sound like a little faggot to you? Yes, it did. And for good reason. Folks, I am tired. I can't put it any other way. I am tired of these faggots taking over everything. You look everywhere. The Jews have taken over everything. The fags have taken over everything. The dykes have taken over everything. You cannot go on TV without having homosexuality thrown in your face or Jews thrown in your face. You just cannot do it. And I am sick and tired of it. So, yes, do I have the opportunity to call the snowflake a snowflake and just sound like a little faggot? Yes, I did. And for good reason. Let me continue with the story. Now, according to what has gone down with this, the congressman's office did not respond to a request for comment. Really? I wonder why. But it goes on to say that King's conversation with Summerfield largely revolves around the paranoid idea of the Great Replacement. The belief that mass migration, particularly from Muslim-majority countries, is an extinction-level event for white European culture and identity, or as he put to it in the interview, a slow-motion cultural suicide. Again, once again, he is spot on. This is exactly what's happening to us, folks. And this guy actually has the balls to come out and say it. What else does he have to say? The U.S. subtracts from its population a million of our babies in the form of abortion. We add to our population approximately 1.8 million of somebody else's babies who are raised in another culture before they get to us. Amen. Amen. Yes, while we're killing our own babies, we're taking those in from others. Man, this guy's got brass. Wow. So Summerfield said, that's what we call the Great Replacement. Hoo-hoo! Wow. Now, Nick Ryan, who happens to be the director of communications at the British-based anti-racism advocacy group,
Hope Not Hate,
told the Huffing and Puffington Post that terms such as Great Replacement are the preserve of conspiracy theorists and extremists. Folks, I'm willing to bet that you think the exact same way, and I think of yourself as neither. He goes on to say, it's a phrase widely used by the anti-Muslim European network to refer to the supposed Islamification of Europe by migrants and refugees. Oh, you mean like where they're like crossing all the borders and they're infiltrating all these countries and they're raping all these white women? Is that what you mean, you douche? And yes, I called you a douche. That's what you are. Now, the idea of the Great Replacement was probably most imagined most vividly in the Camp of the Saints, which was, in their words, a stunning racist 1973 novel by Jean Rusbaul that reframes everything as to the right to death between races. Now, this is being reported by Cecile Aldui, I guess. I'm looking at this really quick here. Anyway, she's a douche from the professor of French at Stanford University and an expert in France's far right. And it describes the takeover of Europe by waves of immigrants that wash ashore like the plague. Well, duh, bitch. You know, this is what's happening, okay? Do you not understand that? These people are coming onto your shores today. Today, they are flooding your shores in these boats, these leaky boats that are sinking halfway across the Mediterranean Sea. And you don't understand that? Oh, my God. Now, in this interview, King said that he read the book and that it was completely logical to himself that this could come to pass. He went on to describe how he believes George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist and boogeyman of the far right, might be footing the bill for the Great Replacement, folks. This is somebody, oh my God, this is so good. This is someone who is actually coming out other than Rush and calling out George Soros and describing this stuff. My God, folks, man, you can't make this up. This article is awesome. Now, this guy whose name I cannot pronounce went on to say he's known in Austria for routinely publishing Islamophobic, anti-refugee articles and attacking the country's traditional media outlets. Oh my God, no, no, no. He went against the gays, the fags, the Jews. Oh God. In recent months, it has translated more of its articles into English in an attempt to reach a larger audience. Well, folks, I wonder why. Is it perhaps that there is actually a larger audience? Oh, I don't know. Well, let's go on to see. And again, I cannot pronounce this word, is very much like a German language version of Breitbart, said Ingrid Brodnig, the author of a book about online misinformation and an expert on the Austrian far right. She said that many of this guy's stories are not factual. Ooh, really? They are opinion pieces which offer a far-right view of the world. Well, how does that come into play? I don't know. Let us investigate. Because last year, Austria's intelligence services, which is an internal report that was leaked to Austrian media, found that the site promoted... Oh, God, folks, cover your ears, cover your ears. They promoted anti-Semitism, oh, and extreme xenophobia. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we just can't deal with that. Take a deep breath. The site also spreads misinformation and conspiracies of the 10 best performing, and again, I cannot pronounce this guy's name, articles on Facebook. Five contained false informations that were actually debunked. No. Were they? Well, I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to take a short break and I'm going to come back and we will continue this discussion on the other side of the break. Hang tight, folks.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists Billy and Charity, because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Hey folks, sorry I went over a little bit on that segment in the bumper coming back in. George had inadvertently turned off my mic and I didn't realize it. I don't wear headphones, so I couldn't hear that I wasn't hearing myself in my ear. I happened to look over and realize that there was absolutely nothing coming up on the monitor, so apologize for that. Let me go ahead and finish up this story here, because I didn't realize I was as close as I was, or I probably just would have gone completely through it. But let me pull this back up here. Now, it goes on to say that this particular site, and I'm really going to try and pronounce it here, it's Unzensuriart. I guess it means uncensored in German, but anyway, I'm just going to refer to it as this site because I really cannot pronounce this thing. But apparently the site has close ties with the far-right Freedom Party, or FPO, and its former editor-in-chief is now the head of communications for the FPO-controlled Interior Ministry. Wow, that sounds menacing, doesn't it? These people. Now, apparently, Steve King has celebrated President Donald Trump's inauguration with some FPO leaders in Washington. Oh, goodness, no, not actually meeting with them. Well, apparently, King also has long-standing connections to the far right in Europe in general, and was the first elected U.S. official to meet with France's National Front leader, Marine Le Pen. I think that's, yeah, that's spelled Marine Le Pen. In the interview with the site, he mentioned that he phoned Dutch anti-Islam politician Geert Wilders to offer support after Wilders was, now it could be Wilders or Wilders, I'm not sure, was convicted, oh my God, listen to this folks, because here's where it gets scary, was convicted of hate speech. King's affinity for the global far right extends to outright extremists, including retweeting British neo-Nazi Mark Collett. And this week, he was also endorsing Canadian white nationalist Faith Goldie. Well, they can't have that. This is the scary part here, folks, though, is about the hate speech. He was convicted of hate speech. That's getting into thought crimes. It really, really is. Now, J.D. Scholten, who was King's Democratic opponent, told the Huffington Post that while King had some time to talk to the site during his visit to Austria, he skipped an editorial board interview with the Des Moines Register, Iowa's largest newspaper, before the election. It's disrespectful to this district that he's spent more time, which totals five in the last 6 years, in Austria on taxpayer dime than he does in most countries or most counties in our district. Yeah. Now, the final thing here says, King, who represents one of the reddest districts in America, has beaten his Democratic opponents by more than 20 points in the past five elections. What does that tell you, folks? An Emerson College poll last month showed him leading Scholten by 10 percentage points. So what this means is they're getting scared, folks. They are really, really getting nervous because they understand that more and more people are starting to think this way. They are, I'm not going to say coming out of the closet, because that, of course, sounds like a sexual connotation, but, and not out of the woodwork either, because that sounds like cockroaches, but people are starting, shadows, thank you, George. People are starting to come out of the shadows where they have been lurking for the past several decades. And now people feel that it's okay to speak their mind. And the left doesn't like that, folks. They don't like us speaking our mind. Again, let's refer back to hate speech. That is ultimately what they want to have instilled here in this nation as well. For people to be prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned for what they refer to as hate speech, which is anything that they disagree with, like hollow hoax denial, saying you don't like someone because of their religion or their race or their creed or their sexual orientation, which we have every right to do. The U.S. Constitution protects that. But they don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect us. They do not respect you or myself. They see us as people who stand in the way of their power. And really, it is sites like this and like some of the others that I read in that article that are now standing up to that sort of oppression, and we are a huge threat to them because we do actually speak the truth, unlike they. You see, folks, the truth terrifies them because the left has no way to counter the truth because their whole aspect is telling lies and untruths. They can't counter the truth with their logic. It doesn't work. Sorry, I had adjusted the mic here. I moved it a little bit too close. See if that's better. But folks, they are terrified right now. They are running scared. We're getting them into a corner. We've got them up against the ropes, and we cannot let up. We must not get complacent. We just can't do it. Now, the elections are coming up in a little bit less than 2 weeks from today, folks. You've got to get out there and vote. I don't care how big your district is in a percentage points, how good it looks, how red it looks. Get out there in droves. Get your family out there. Get your friends out there. Make sure that you vote to keep our majority in Congress. Because in the next 2 years, my friends, if we maintain the majority, along with having the president on our side, we will get things done. He's been treading lightly. Now, he's accomplished more than any other president, I think, in modern history has ever accomplished. But he's been treading lightly. He's waiting until after the midterms. After the midterms are over, and the red tsunami, the big crimson tsunami, has overwashed this land, he's going to start to clean house. I've predicted that, and I still feel that that is going to happen. He's going to fire everyone who's stood in his way, and he is going to start pushing more and more of the agendas that he was voted into office to accomplish. And you're going to see a huge, huge change to this country in the next 2 years. Well, I just glanced at the clock, folks, so I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for this week. But I want you to stop and think about what I just said, and make sure you get out there and vote. I cannot emphasize it enough, folks. I cannot emphasize it enough. So I'm actually going out. My dad and I are going out in the morning to vote early. We have that option. The polls have been open for about a week here in North Carolina. So we're going to get out early tomorrow and go to a location that's usually fairly white and not inundated with a lot of liberal Democrats so we can get our vote done ahead of time. So until next week, my friends, I'm going to leave off on that note. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Anything you want me to cover on the show, an event you want me to hype for you, just give me a shout. Let me know. I'll be more than glad to bring it up on the air. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.